Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Victoria Bond, and I am absolutely delighted to welcome you to the first of Cutting Edge Concerts 2016. This is our 19th season, and we're very glad to have been in existence all these years and to keep getting better and better. And I just need to remind you to turn your cell phones off or anything that makes a noise. And I am absolutely honored and delighted to introduce our first guest, Mr. Aurelio de la Vega, who I've known since I was in Los Angeles many years ago, and who is, we're so thrilled that he is here from Los Angeles. So please welcome Mr. Aurelio de la Vega. Now, you have seen Cuba as well as America go through many changes, and your music has reflected so many different aspects of your life. I wonder if you would talk to us a bit about that.
Well, in the first place, I want to tell you that I'm very happy because this is a concert where the composers are alive. And usually it's the contrary. I have seen many things, you know. I am now in my ninth decade, imagine. And the only problem that I have is walking. From here down is bad. From here up is good. I'm delighted to be here. I'm delighted to have seen Vicky Bond after many, many years of not seeing her. I have followed your career. I know what you have been doing, which is good and positive. And here we are again like yesterday.
Yes.
She asked me a question that is a very dangerous question, because the Cuban situation is a very dangerous one. I left Cuba for the reasons that many people left Cuba, because it was a place where liberties were curtailed and a dictatorship appeared, and I don't like dictators of the left or of the right. And I did almost, you know, three quarters of my career out of my native land, which is very sad. Cuba has had that tradition of exiles, you know, Cervantes, Martí, I mean, so many people have had all their lives, you know. Martí, remember, you know, was in New York for so many years that he doesn't know anymore if he was American, Cuban, Chinese, or Spaniard. And this happens also in a way to us, you know. We receive, of course, tremendous influences from the place we land. People always ask me, what your music would have been if you would have stayed in Cuba? I said, I don't have the slightest idea. But I'm sure that it would have been somewhat different. You know, in the case of Cuba, when I left Cuba, there were many problems also with performers. You know, were limited. I wrote a string quartet in which my friends were trying to play it for 2 years. I then never went through the second movement. And there were many other problems. You know, electronic music was in its primitive stages and things. So there were two sides to this leaving the island, the political side and the artistic side too, you know. Now, the interesting part is that you always belong to the culture that you were born in and to the land you were born in. There is a nostalgic, you know, element always in our lives, you know, and there is always a perspective, you know, from different angles and so forth. I love Cuba tremendously. People ask me, well, if you love Cuba so tremendously, and you think that, you know, this and that, why is it you always talk about it? I say, because it's an open wound. And when you have an open wound, you put, you know, mercurochrome and little bandages, you know? And then people come the second question, you know, it says, if things will change, you know, this tremendous question, you know? If things will change, will you go back? And I said, probably not. And they are amazed, you know, because I love my land tremendously. But I always answer the following thing. I say, look, my friend, I left Cuba in the 50s. For me, the decade in Cuba was fabulous. You know, the 50s were fantastic. Cuba was growing in all aspects. It was like Paris and New York combined, and I can give you testimonies of that. And it was a marvelous lover. And I hadn't seen the lover in many years. And I'm going to go back. Excuse me, this boldness. I'm going to go back, and I'm going to see my lover without teeth and with the breasts cleaning the floor. And I prefer to keep my memories, you know, and think that, you know, whatever. Then the question comes, well, what about this thing today, you know, with the rapprochement? And I said, well, for me, it's a sad comedy. The American billionaires are going to be more billionaires. The government is going to be richer. And the guy down there is going to be exactly as before, as a slave as before. Now we will have Christmas balls made in Cuba because it's closer than China. So it's, for me, very sad. I don't think anything changes because, you know, Cuba has had contacts with everyone except the States. You know, when they talk about the embargo, I laugh. You know, there were Spaniards coming all the way, all kinds of French people, Italians, you know, Canadians, the whole works for 40 years. Something changed? No. Are the Americans going to change it? No. So we remain there, and let's talk about music now.
Good, good, good.
Yeah, of course, my music is, you know, people ask me sometimes, but is your music Cuban? And I say, I don't know what that question means. It has to be Cuban because I'm Cuban, you know? Now, whether, you know, in a period, when I started writing music, I was 14 years of age. And I found that the artistic aspects in Cuba were very peculiar. The painting was fantastic. The theater was fantastic. The writers were fantastic. But the music was kind of primitive, really, you know? With the exception of Roldán and Caturla, which were two heroes. The music was like, you know, the salon music of Lecuona, you know, and the little things here and there, and the dancers of I don't know who. And then came Ardevol, tried to change things, was neoclassical, very skeletical, full of holes. So I began writing my music, which was very strange for them, you know? I was accused of being German, which, you know, is extraordinary, you know? So I was the German composer. I was a traitor, you know? I was not Cuban. And I laughed 10 miles, you know? And I wrote my music, and I think it has a value. You may like it. If you don't like it, have a cup of coffee. That's very, very, very simple, you know? The period here that you're going to hear of the music is the early period, because the prelude and the trio belong to the age of when I was 14 and 19, you know? Then it would be a change when Garcia, or Maestro Garcia, does the performance of the Magic Labyrinth, which is a score, we call it graphic scores, which could be interpreted in 1,000 ways, you know? He has selected a way X. I don't know, I haven't heard this version. And it will be a version that the conductor recreates in reality. It's like the graphic score is like an impetus, it's like an image for creating something. The problem with this kind of music is that if it's in the hands of a composer, of a good conductor and so forth, it could be very interesting. If it is in the hands of someone that doesn't know what to do with it, it's just a mess. I think that it will not be a mess. But this other kind of music is, of course, totally different. You know, it would be a music that is non-tonal. It would be a music that has reversible, you know, types of reading the lines. It would be a music in which the construction could be, you know, the music could be 10 minutes or it could be 5 years. I don't think anyone has attempted the 5 years version, but it could be like that because it could be interpreted in many different ways. Some of the programs have the score, as you have seen. Now, the score has colors. I discovered after I did this music in the 70s that when I gave the players the original colors, and the colors always change, you know, every time that there is a Magic Labyrinth, the colors are different. So there is always an original. When I gave the players the color scores, they were a little lost because they thought that the colors meant dynamics. Or they look at the colors and it was so beautiful they went to playing, and things like that. So when we do a performance of the piece, we always do it in black and white, because then they read, you know? And here is a C and here is an F. Otherwise, here is a blue and here is a green. So the ones that you have, which is color, can be framed, you know? There is a gallery in Miami, a gallery in Berlin that sells it as artwork. And it's very beautiful, and you frame it and so forth. It's slightly larger than that. But you can keep that as a memory. But as I said, you know, it could be interpreted in many, many ways. And it represents another moment of my life in which I was writing music with a normal notation, or more or less normal notation, and I suddenly look at the thing, at the score, let's say, an orchestral score. And in the orchestral score, there were shapes, you know, there were triangles and circles and boxes and things, because of the way, you know, the entrance of the instruments and what they were doing and the interpretation of moments of, shall we say, freedom and so forth. So I took the step of taking that idea and making then a complete dual thing. It means the Magic Labyrinth is a piece of music and it's a piece of art. And you can take it one way or the other. Later on, I was invited to the Cranbrook School of Music, the Cranbrook School of Art. And then I went a step further. I wrote a triptych in which the elements of music are present, but they are not playable anymore. It means the pentagrams have 17 lines, you know, and the keys are upside down and so forth. So it's not playable anymore. And after that, after the experiment was exhausted, at least in my spiritual and aesthetical approach, I went back to normal notation, you know, and in my old age, I write normal music again, which is like a circle, you know, le tarnel retour, you know. You always come to your point of origin. So here is a 90-year-old Cuban composer.
Great.
That has nostalgic about the land, probably won't see it again, but is very happy to be among friends, colleagues, and in New York, which is always a fascinating city, and also to see you again.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Thank you so much.